all of our network or from the worldwide. My name is Miri, and I'm doing this interview series with all the leaders of the Evolver team, especially as it was undergoing a lot of really exciting transitions this past year. At the forefront of these transitions was an amazing and compassionate and brilliant leader that we have in our team, and her name is Magenta. Creative artist, musician, designer, marketing personnel, community organizer. With that being said, it's probably best if I ask you, Magenta, to introduce yourself to the audience and all the things that you're into and just your passions, your love, and all the wonderful things I want to share with people today about you. So, Magenta, how would you introduce yourself?
Well, let's see. I'm kind of a big weirdo and yeah, I'm interested in all those things that you described. And I think that the main thing motivating me at this time is seeing how things are out of balance with our ecosystems and the way that we're treating each other, just the way society is set up. And I want to do what I can to shift that with my capacity as kind of a systems engineer person. Like, I'm able to look at a lot of information and synthesize it and translate between different groups of people. Like, I grew up in the Midwest on a farm, so I kind of know, even though I look kind of strange, I actually can relate pretty well with the average person. And, you know, as there are a lot of activists and visionaries working on different pieces of this puzzle, like, how do we live in right relation with each other?
Absolutely.
And I think that the Evolver Network is just an incredible platform for people to cohere those efforts and do kind of better PR for activism in a way, instead of yelling at people like, you're doing it wrong, kind of
Absolutely.
Let's celebrate together and show our passion and connection with each other and just really extend our hands to each other in love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when there are problems, solve them together. And really, I've been studying a lot of things around all of that, right? Like, I've been studying alternative governance models and conflict resolution and all the arts things as well, and just learning more about permaculture practices and all the huge array of practices that can basically help us transition off of lifestyles that damage the planet and maybe, like, draw away from our soul's delight and help us transition to, yeah, being in joy and in love with one another and the other species and systems that are on this beautiful paradise of planet that we live on.
Absolutely. Said about integrating a sort of an emotive and intuitive component to, like, studying things like, you know, alternative governance or conflict resolution. So it's not just about where activism is sort of preaching to others about what you're doing wrong, but also working with others and finding solutions in tandem. And it really shows in, you know, being a fellow weirdo and just the inclusivity that you give off to the rest of the network, that people come from all different walks of life and become part of this growing and very fertile community. So it definitely shows in the way that you conduct your work. Let's go back to the beginnings, though. How did you find out about Evolver, and what about it attracted you to the network?
Well, the first Evolver sport I went to was on shamanism. A guy was in town named Rock Razin. He's a journalist and writer. He's from Australia, and he was touring around with a book that he had written on altered states. And I kind of, from when I was a little kid, I have synesthesia or something. I basically am kind of in the state that people are in when they take psychedelics, kind of 24/7.
Yeah.
So, since I moved to California, I have started finding community. Like, oh, these people experience the same things I do. They take medicine to get there, but it's like people I can relate with. So I was looking for community around that. And the other thing that drew me further into Evolver as an organizer was a friend of mine had come back from Peru. She had done some work with ayahuasca there and had received instructions from the plant that she was going to create a center for art, science, and spirituality called the Sanctuary of Reawakening Consciousness.
It's amazing.
Or the source. And so I said, well, first, I'm going to help you. And second, we're going to need a lot of business skills, money, and people to make this happen. And we know a fair amount of other people in our community who have visionary project ideas and don't quite have all the resources they need to get them off the ground. So why don't we get all those people in the same room together and pull our resources to make beautiful things happen? Mm-hmm. And so it naturally made sense to partner with the local Evolver Spore, and from there just got more and more involved in organizing and basically continuing to flesh that idea out you know, mm-hmm. how can we jump off of the systems that don't work onto the ones that do, and yeah, level up with each other.
Absolutely. It actually reminds me of yesterday I was moderating a class with Evolver where Maps, Brad Birch from Maps, wonderful guy, was doing a series and he incorporated lots of different components of psychedelic usage and different approaches at it from psychotherapy, from the arts, from lab analysis, and just so many different approaches. And since yesterday's was about the creative arts and especially the visual arts as it relates to psychedelic experience, he was talking about branding as a conscious practice and image making as a conscious practice that would show all the different facets of a community, whether it be speaking to a journalist or conducting an interview like we are now, or just doing whatever kind of expressive form. And I love that you provided, especially for audience outside of Evolver, you provided an example of how psychedelic use can, you know, is a visionary practice that leads to kind of the creation of very community-affirming and kind of knowledge-synthesizing, be it an institute or a community or whatever kind of dream you have. In light of that, in light of all the things that Evolver is about, be it conscious psychedelic usage or being part of, being an integral part of your ecosystem and a contributing part to it, community activism, conscious art, where do you see the place of Evolver today? Not just for the members that are already, people that are already part of the Spores nation, worldwide rather, but also for newcomers and just in connection with other communities and other facets of life.
Mm-hmm. So I think that the niche that the Evolver Network fills well is being a bridge and community mm-hmm. force across the movements. Mm-hmm. So you have people working on culture and urban forefront of things. You have people developing alternative economic models like time banks, alternative currencies, excuse me, these sorts of things. And, you know, you have arts activists, you have healers are working on a personal level or maybe a societal level.
Sure.
And, you know, I still think kind of there's a lot of fragmentation around all these efforts that could be cohered. People are often still communicating to their niche, the people who know the space that they're within. And I think that Evolver has a powerful conceptual framework to bring those people into contact with each other and start cross-pollinating. And really, we've been developing a lot on our media front and have a good plan for what we're going to do with journalism and eventually video media. And I think that we're going to be able to start to presence just how big this movement is. It's so massive globally. There's so many people working in collaboration with each other in a way that is healthy for themselves. Healthy
absolutely.
For the solutions are all there. And so I think the highest capacity of the Evolver Network is to spread those solutions throughout the local groups that we have and share them. Like, what can you do right now today to live more sustainably and happily? And then, you know, also virtually through the internet and online media and those sorts of things.
Of course. Just from my own, you know, membership. Like when I first came to Evolver, I was sort of, I don't want to say torn, but I sort of felt like I had to split my my activist kind of personhood into two, because I was doing all of these very spiritual things on the one end, kind of emanating from a family lineage, and then going with other families and other communities' lineages and studying sort of esoteric things. And then on the other end, I was involved with race theory and queer theory and critical theory and things that were more about kind of liberating and kind of liberating culture from the perspective that is very analytic. And when I went into Evolver, I found that both were welcomed. I found that sort of that engagement, the conscious engagement of all the different ways of knowing that we have and all the different experiences that we have. And I've seen it in every conversation where we're from different parts of the country or different parts of the world, and we have all these very different experiences. And we're able to facilitate difference in a way where that difference is interconnected. Really, that word being interconnected comes up a lot with my experiences at Evolver and with speaking with others too, with their experiences, where it doesn't have to be the duality of being split and having walls or being one and being complete entirely the same. There's this sort of proliferation of and it's like biodiversity in a way of who we are culturally and as human beings and as a species too, among other species. So I definitely want to, you know, affirm that I think Evolver is a wonderful bridge maker, kind of a, I don't even want to say an institution. It's just like it's an amoeba. It's like of building bridges among communities. And from that, you know, how do you see one of the models that you discussed that contribute to how Evolver is such an excellent bridge maker is this term hive mind. And it comes up a lot, especially in conversations with you. And I'm always intrigued to listen and learn more about it. So how do you think that the kind of the application of the ontology or I guess the system of a hive mind send the ripples of what Evolver can do to other communities and also within Evolver as a community?
Mm-hmm. So one piece of that question is that I developed a model for a local event called Hive Mind. That's a citywide forum. Is a container for bringing all of those voices that I mentioned and that you mentioned into the same space with each other. I view this as sort of a public common space where people can learn what's going on in the community and find resources to problem solve or just get plugged into where they can relate with people. And there's, you know, a fair amount of effort done to make it an intersectional and diverse space across many different spectrums. So I think that's going to help provide some cohesion and almost like a new, I feel like as a species, we're coming to a new level of coherence and intelligence. And of course, this is fostered some by the internet. I mean, all kinds of things are going on. The crises that we're facing are pushing it as well, I think. But I think, you know, at least like Western U.S. culture has been very individual focused. And that is breaking up now. People are starting to come back to community, not just with people around them and break out of the axes of domination, like race, gender, class separation, for example, but, you know, reconnect back to nature. Western culture has had this lineage of, like, scientific materialism, et cetera, et cetera. And I think people's just spirits are longing to connect back with the earth, to have their hands in the dirt, and we're having all these health problems, right? Like, cancer, and, you know, there's a lot of environmental toxins and things, and I think people are starting to want to reconnect to how they're producing their food, how their products are being produced, and, you know, make sure that it's done in a non-toxic way. And just coincidentally, these things tend to happen to feel better to us to do. And so I think that, yeah, so there's that event model hive mind that I developed for the Bay Area that other spores are starting to pick up. The two cities are doing them already, and I think that'll start to spiral. And through that, we'll, you know, try to help people do media production of those things, similar to what Nine Years is doing. Though it's not all speaker audience, there's a lot more interactive, you know, community dialoguing. And in between the hive mind sessions, there are, you know, ongoing think tanks and guilds and things. It's all still kind of getting built out. But yeah, so there's the event, and then there's just the us doing it. And I think Evolver is a hive mind in a way. Like when you have, I find when I'm in an Evolver space with people, whether it's with a bunch of other organization leaders or individuals, there's just something that happens where we evolve each other's consciousness and abilities, like in real time, just watching it happen. Kind of, I don't know what it is. I just like, that's the sigil in the name, I guess, evolving. And, you know, new possibilities arise, things become exponentially easier because we're holding hands and doing it together. You know, a lot of activist groups come from a place of resource scarcity, they're strapped for time, everyone's stressed out because they're working on stuff that's kind of difficult to deal with and look at. And, you know, when we do it together and realize that there's a huge community around it, and increasingly across the board, like governments and corporations and everything, like more and more people are converging on, you know, things that work for everyone. And it's just, you know, things are lightening up, and there are less and less blockages and more and more resources available to create that synergistic hive mind that's in symbiosis with all planetary ecosystems and other species. ¶¶
just a blade of grass, just another bale of hay, and the horses pass. La 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 la.
Absolutely. I love what you said too about sort of the evolution that you see happening live during Evolver sessions. I've definitely experienced that where it's a very beautiful space to be vulnerable. Whenever we all gather, it's a very safe space to sort of, you're not asked to be right or wrong. You're not asked to be either one. You're just asked to sort of be present and to listen fully. And from that, I feel like we do all kind of come out a little different with every conversation and a little bigger, you know, including a little bit more and processing more of the world and of different ways of addressing the world, addressing the and redressing sort of humans' responses to being in this world a little bit more with each session, just from listening to one another. And I hope that through that we can build a community that can then do the same for bigger institutions, like you mentioned, corporate institutions and other forms of governance, where it's not sort of being questioned from the very beginning to come to a judgment table, but rather to come to a circle, kind of an evolving circle. And from that, I kind of wanted to go into a question that is fun. It's more on the fun end. Talking about what is possible for Evolver, you know, we've so far covered things that are happening, things that we're doing. Let's talk about the vision for the future. Let's talk about sort of, or even for right now, for the a-linear no time, like sort of what will come of Evolver. What are some, I mean, you can take this question anywhere. You can literally say just a fantasy that comes to you before you fall asleep at night, or a moment that happened in one of the meetings that made you feel like this is possible, this can be done. What are some of the driving visions, the possibilities, the felt possibilities and hopes that push your work at Evolver and that make you feel like this is what Evolver can do, can give to the world?
One of the main things I would love to see and that I vision and walk toward every day is just people living in more harmony with each other.
Sure.
People waking up in the morning and being ecstatically excited about what they're going to do that day. And this being a planetary experience. And, you know, less enslavement of other cultures or, you know, other economic strata of people. And just, I think the highest potential of Evolver that I, you know, I'm part of steering toward is this place of, like, ultimate liberation where, and people keep telling me to not use this phrase when I'm talking about Evolver, but I think about it in terms of enlightened anarchy. Like,
yeah.
It's not chaos at all. It's like this beautiful, intricate order that emerges when we are fully present with each other, and we're not projecting our wounding onto each other. We're not coming from a place of scarcity or injury, but we're really providing for each other abundantly. And I think that that is natural on this planet. I think that there's the capacity for that to be natural and for people to be in sync with that. And for whatever reason, we're out of sync with that right now. It's okay. We're learning things. There's a lot of suffering that is happening. But I think that Evolver can provide a lot of architecture and infrastructure and entry points and evolution. Describe this. I almost want to use the word ascension too, and I don't mean that in the new age way. How to describe this? It's like, another hippie way to say it is raising your vibration, but just like holding the space for each other where it's like love. And when
Absolutely.
You're in space with love, there's less walls, right? You're able to hold each other and you're able to bring each other back into alignment. And do that in a way that's not shoving someone in a prison or breaking their neck, for example, like singing them back into presence with community, and, you know, looking at pathologies in a radically different way and in a holistic way. And I think that a lot of people in the Evolver Network are really powerful healers. And I think that the business or organization or whatever you want to call what we're doing is inherently a healing and shamanic endeavor. And I think that we're all in this together. And, you know, there's kind of this phase of doing and building, and there's going to have a lot of bioremediation that's going to have to happen, lots of cleanup kind of stuff. And yeah, I don't know how long all of that takes. Maybe quite a long time. And I think a key thing in all of that is self-determination as well. Definitely the Vibrant Warrior is not about disseminating to everyone what the right way to be is. But like you were saying so well about just being present with each other and sharing resources, sharing ideas, sharing what works, openness of information, transparency, just sharing our gifts with one another. And there's some really tangible things too. Like I think eventually on our website we're going to be able to post something where people can post their passion projects that they're working on, and they might be able to do crowdfunding within the site. We're working on developing an alternative currency or time bank for the Evolver Network. So people will be able to exchange resources with each other and maybe jump off of the way that a lot of people make choices based on needing to cover their needs with US dollars or whatever dollar, whatever currency they are where they live. Sometimes
for
they
sure.
can be in situations that don't really fuel themselves. And I think we're going to start to see that all lighten up within a year, actually, with a few specific alternative currency things that are coming out that are going to kind of set the whole thing up another notch really quickly, I think, in a good way. And also, I have no idea. Like, I think that's
what
it's helpful too, is like suspending any illusion that you really know what's going on and setting your compass by your heart. And that, like, walking into that space of darkness and limitless possibility with courage.
Position of enlightened anarchy of those two words together, and touching upon sort of the pathologizing of different states of consciousness that we have today, and the punishing of different life choices instead of sort of being punishing towards that, instead of being sharing and curious really about each other. I also love what you covered about alternative currency as an, not as theory, as an enacted sort of community process that is self-determined like anything else, like any other parts of the whole that comes together of Evolver. And they're each a whole in and of a self-determined, self-determining whole as well. For the last question today, if someone doesn't know about Evolver or just is looking for a community, what would be one thing that you'd want to share with them from your experience of finding a community and being part of a community? What would that be?
Two things come to mind. One is asking questions, like asking really honestly what is on your mind, no matter how weird or large in scope or specific that may be. And also asking for what you need, asking that of yourself and stating it clearly. And you share, someone near you is going to hold your hand and feel that.
Thank you so much for everything that you've done so far and continue to do for the Evolver movement. Every time I speak with someone, your name comes up and we do really good gossip about you. So thank you so much for what you do and for being here with us today.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.